Check 1-2, the Fat Mac, the almighty Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. We are back. Yes, we are back, man. Me and Fuchsia's doing the goddamn thing. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody that hit us up with the emails, letting us know that they need and they appreciate this wisdom, man. They need and appreciate this wisdom, boy. Let's see here. Before I start off, hopefully at the end of this podcast, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I just know that, a lot of you cats have been, get your crack pipes out, get ready to smoke. That's all I'm saying. I know that, you know, it's been a while since y'all had y'all fix. So, hey, man, just go ahead. Like, get the crack pipes out. We gonna smoke. Hey, let me tell y'all something about Mac City, man. Let me kind of give you the mission statement and how we roll around here if you're new. Bruh, we are all students and we are all teachers. No man is above the crew. You know what I mean? So we don't have no ball licking idol worship over here. You know what I mean? Cats hit me up every now and then expressing disagreements, you know, telling me how they don't necessarily agree with this or agree with that. And that's beautiful. That is good. That's how we roll around here. I learn from you just like you learn from me. Okay. I teach you just like you teach me. That's how we gets down over here, man. Okay. So, if you want to call yourself a fan or a fan of the show, I reject that. You know what I mean? It's up to you. I don't look at anyone who comes to this platform, man, or this podcast as a fan. We are all brothers here. No man is above the crew. Okay? You feel me? I'm dead serious about that shit, man. In order to get away from that thing which we call cognitive dissonance, we have to get rid of the ego. And, you know, egos always get inflated when you have individuals being worshipped. You know what I mean? And no, we won't be doing that over here. I reject it. I reject that shit, son. Okay, so I'm not necessarily sure if I'm going to be doing the emails on this show. Because like I said, we stalled out at like 62 emails to save the show. And I was dead serious, man. I was going to bounce. I was going to bounce because every now and then it's good to stop and reflect on what you're doing in life. And I was thinking to myself, I was saying, is the black community really this fucked up, or am I just seeing what I want to see? You know what I mean? Am I creating a self-fulfilling prophecy here, man? Where every time, you know, I turned around, it was just all bad shit. Every time I looked at somebody black, it was just like, these niggas don't know how to act. These niggas is retarded. These niggas got low IQ. So I'm like, am I feeding the beast here? You know what I'm saying? And is it possible that this podcast that I do is helping to build that? You know what I mean? It's y'all understand what I'm saying? Just like, man, I think I shared this in the prior podcast a little bit, but you know, I was having kind of like a fucked up, rough, time about maybe 30 days ago, man, where I lost my wallet, man. I'll tell you a story about that. It's kind of like I was sitting around the house and I seen all these flies everywhere. This is kind of going to be off on a tangent, but bear with me. There's these flies in my house just flying everywhere. And since, you know, I'm kind of superstitious to a degree, man. And, you know, I keep my house pretty buttoned up. I don't have the windows open. I don't have doors open. So I'm like, where in the hell are these flies coming from, man? You know what I mean? I'm looking all over. I'm looking in the trash. I'm looking. I just couldn't figure out where these damn flies was coming from, man, for like a week straight. It was just flies buzzing in my shit. It was pissing me the fuck off, man. So I think maybe Yeah, about the last couple days where I had the fly infestation, the side trickster calls me up. And he's like, dude, let's go fly my drones, dude. I'm like, man, I don't know, man. I'm like, I got flies in my house. He's like, dude, I don't understand. I'm like, nah, I broke it down to him. I'm like, man, to me, flies are a bad omen, man. Especially if you don't really know where they coming from, man. Are they coming out the garbage disposal? Or are they coming out the garbage can? Like I got this crazy thing with flies just buzzing all up in my shit, man. It's bad luck. I think I should stay home. Dude, no, let's go fly the drones, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So he been trying to get me out, to fly these drones with him, man, for about 3 months. And I'm like, man, okay. So I went against my gut, and we went out to fly the drones. And once again, when we get out to this park and we go fly the drones, we see some badass fly black bitches out there, boy. You know, the fat tricks with money, we out here flying the drones, man. We looking grandpa status. Side trick that he bald. He got his church shoes on and his high water pants. Me, man, y'all know me, man. I'm basic in the motherfucker. I got a crisp black t-shirt on and some black jeans, and I had some white tennis shoes on, man. You know, I was looking much fresher than the side trickster, but still, you could tell. We old niggas, man. And of course, since we flying drones, we doing something kind of technological. You gotta have a high IQ to actually really fuck with this shit, man, because the side trickster built these drones. You know what I mean? And these, man, this never fails, man. The way that these hoes was looking at us and turning up, of course, they was young bitches. It was probably like maybe in their early 20s or whatever. But, they just showed total just disdain for the fat tricks with money flying the drones. They was like, ew, look at these old niggas flying drones. You know what I'm saying? But basically what happened was, side trickster pulled out the first drone. He make that shit go like a mile high, man. You know, then all of a sudden, for some strange reason, he loses contact with the drone. And he had it, it was in a well-populated, a forested area. And we lost the drone in the forest. And I'm like, nigga, you got a beeper on the motherfucker? You got, like, some sort of homing device, No, dude. And then he told me he did, but he said it's attached to the battery. But for some reason, I think he thought the battery somehow got dislodged in mid-flight, and therefore he couldn't use the tracker because it's attached to the battery on the drone. And so we looked for that mug for like an hour, couldn't find it. And it's getting dark. So I'm telling this nigga, we probably should go home. He's like, no, dude, they got another drone, and this is the best drone, dude. Check it out, dudes. I'm like, nigga, it's dark. I mean, you just lost one drone. I'm like, no, dude, you got to check this one out, man. This is my baby, dude. I'm like, all right. So we're flying the drone. He's like, dude, look at it. See how fast it goes? Look at it, dude. And I'm just getting my gut. I'm like, nigga, something's going to happen. So, of course, it's dark. And you can barely see the mug zipping around. You know, it's got some LED lights on it and shit. But he wasn't flying at 5 minutes, and he crashes it into a light pole. Bam! The shit just obliterates itself. Like, nigga. Shit, and I told him. I'm like, nigga, see, I told your ass, man. I just should have stayed home. I'm like, look at this bad shit that's happening. Ah, dude, it's coincidence, dude. But basically, he fucked up. He crashed one drone and destroyed it, and then he lost one in the woods. So, all right, so we said, fuck it. Let's go to Taco Bell. Let's get something to eat, Let's go to the crib. Let's call up some bitches to see if they want to come through. Dust some niggas off. Shit, man. So, couldn't get no bras to come over. We did eat, though. And he went to he went to his crib and shit. But then I got a call the next day from one of my babies, man. She wanted to come on over and kick it. And, I'm like, well, shit, man. It's party time. So I'm looking for my wallet. You know what I mean? Because I got to get the drink. Got to get the smoke. You know what I mean? And, nigga, somehow, some way, my wallet ends up missing. I'm like, where the fuck is my wallet, man? Damn. Lord of the flies, man. Bad luck. So that night, somehow between the Taco Bell and coming to my crib, I lost my credit cards, I lost my bank information, I lost like $300 in cash, man. Nigga, I was fucked up, man. I was so fucked up, I actually had to call some of my babies, man, and get a loan from them, which, Actually, has never happened. I've never actually asked my bitches for no money and shit. But I'm like, hey, hit me up, bring me some cheese, man. I get you back during payday and shit, man. So, with that being said, I had to go and get all sorts of new bank cards. So, yeah, like I said, I had to go ahead and get everything replaced in the wallet. And that meant I had to get my driver's license redone. So I had to go to the DMV. And like I said in the other show, man, going to the DMV, it's a nightmare for me, man, because I'm extremely allergic to, you know, black bitches with attitudes. And that's all there is in that motherfucker, man. These hoes is angry that they at work. And they take it out on every goddamn body, man. I remember I had a whole bunch of documents with me, you know, to get my driver's license. I mean, I had, like, birth certificate, place of residence. I had two prior IDs that I had from my prison job. And I showed it to one female, man, and she, man, just the way the bitch looked at me, man. She kind of, like, rolled her eyes and sucked her teeth. It was like, this is not going to get it. I'm like, damn, bitch. You know, because, I mean, I'm asking her. I'm like, is this what I need? What do I need? You know what I mean? Because I've never lost my ID before. You feel me? This is the first ever in my 47, 48 years of living on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, but she was just like, you know, she was huffing and puffing. And she was just like, well, do you have a bank card? I mean, just the stankness coming off this bitch. I'm like, yeah, I got stat. She's like, well, that'll do. I swear to God, man. And so, like I said, it's like, man, is it just me? You know, am I just reading in this shit? Am I taking it to the extreme? You know what I mean? Or is the attitude just this goddamn funky? And I'm asking myself, is the podcast help feeding this worldview, this narrative? You know what I mean? And so, just like, and last time we had talked, I told y'all I was fucking with this big titty black girl, man. Chubby. Was cute in a motherfucker, man. She had that weave shit popping. I'm not on that weave shit, man. You know what I mean? You really gotta, I mean, just like my baby Donna, man. Donna, she wears weaves and wigs. But, man, the shit looks natural. You know what I mean? For the longest, when she was rocking that shit, when we was actually doing that relationship thing, bruh, a lot of times she'd be rocking shit, and I wouldn't even know that this shit was a weave or a wig, man. I'm like, damn, you know, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? But, I was saying that to say what? Oh, yeah, the big titty black chick, that didn't work out too well. Shit, man. You know, I don't do dates. We went on a date. And of course, I paid for it all. You know what I mean? I am chivalrous in that regard. You know, we first hook up. Shit, I got you. We going to have a good time. Went out to eat. Had good conversation. There was a slight problem with her weave. When I got real close to her, there was this weird, like a dirty mop smell. It's like, I'm like, what is that smell, man? I'm thinking, because I've dated women with weaves before, but I've never had one with a weave that was stinking. So I'm just like, man, is this her weave that I'm smelling? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to be rude because, you know, right about now our conversation is pretty cool. But I should have known it was going to go south for several reasons. Number one, she's a Leo. And no offense to anybody out there that's a Leo, but for the most part, Leos don't tend to be that bright. They're very opinionated and they're very argumentative. You know what I mean? But as far as just, I mean, and they real good to have on your team if some drama pops off. You know what I mean? They got heart for days, but they not that particularly bright, I have found. And she's a black woman who's overweight. And we both know, we all know, a lot of these females that fit that little description, they got attitude problems for days. And she also worked in a juvenile detention center. So right now, this bitch, she is used to barking orders and just, like I say, just being the boss. A bossy ass bitch, you know what I mean? So I kind of figured, like, man, she got all the red flags, man, of me butting heads with this bitch. So I'm going to fuck with it all. I'm going to see what I can do. And everything was cool, man. Oh, and I also found out, and I had made a decision I wasn't going to fuck with her after this date because, you know, a lot of females I fuck with, they don't know that I am the notorious one in Dayton, Ohio. I'm the Fat Maxter, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the most hated niggas in Dayton, according to the bitches, so... I found out that she was actually in a long-term relationship with, I don't know if a lot of you cats have actually signed up for the site, but my homeboy Dredd, who did the sex scene with Ice, you know what I mean? My boy Dredd, he did a sex scene with Ice, he did a sex scene with White Girl Tina, he did a sex scene with Champagne. And he had dreads back then. And she actually showed me a picture of him. She was like, yeah, this is my ex-fiance. You know, I mean, she had a lot of pictures of ex-fiancés and ex-boyfriends. And I kept asking her, I'm like, why do you have a lot of ex-boyfriends and ex-fiancés? Like, what is it about you, you know, that's turning these niggas off? You know what I mean? And I already knew it. You know what I mean? I've been through this before. I done seen it before. I've seen the warning signs. But me just... I'm not a quitter, so I still keep trying. Maybe I can find a bitch with some sense out here, right? So, once again, like I said, I found out that she was actually fucking with one of my ex-models, man. So I was like, man, I can't really fuck with this bitch, man. I can't really fuck with her. Because if she still has contact with my boy Dredd, she gonna find out who the fuck I am. You know, this is like a Batman Bruce Wayne situation. I can't let this bitch know I'm Batman. You know what I mean? Shit, bruh, I'm trying to lead because a lot of times when females find that out, man, they run from it. You know what I mean? They don't want to be manipulated or they don't want to be just put in a position where they think I'm going to do something to them and get over on them. It's a crazy shit, man, what these females think about me when they find out who the fuck I am, man. It's like I got magic powers to make them do shit that they wouldn't normally do, I guess, so they just run from me. I don't know. But anyway, like I said, shit, I found out that she was fucking with one of my ex male models. And I was like, well, after this, more than likely, I'm not going to fuck with this bro. But before I actually go and decide not to fuck with this chick no more, I still got to test because we had a good date. We had a pretty good experience till I got to her crib and we was watching all these nigga shows. Y'all know how I feel about just nigga shows, man, you know what I mean? There's only so many programs I can watch where it's like drugs and gang warfare and drugs and, you know, male-female ratchet relationships. I mean, that's pretty much par for the course when you're talking about black entertainment. So we sitting there, we watching, not Empire, but the other one, Power, right? And, you know, I'm just like, eh, you know, it's all okay. Because the bitch already let me know she ain't into white stuff, you know what I mean? Anything that's not pertaining to gangs and drugs and ratchet relationships and shit, she ain't on it, you know what I mean? She's not trying to deal with anything out. She like, I don't like them outer space movies. If you likes outer space monsters, I ain't watching no outer space monster movies. I'm like, all right, okay, you know what I mean? I mean, she just shitting on everything I like, right? So I said, and I don't know how we got on this shit, man, but this was the nail in the coffin right here, man, you know. Somehow we got on the point that, you know, I was married. And we've talked about my marriage over the phone. And I don't know how we got on, because once upon a time I took a trip to New York to buy some Dr. York books, man. Actually, just all sorts of religious and metaphysical books. This is back in like 1992, and I was married at the time. And I told her, yeah, you know, once upon a time, I drove up to New York to buy these books. And, you know, I told wifey to stay home, you know, hold the homestead down, you know, take care of the kids. I was going to be, it's probably going to be about a 5-day trip. You know what I mean? She was like, excuse me? I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you just left your wife and kids there by themselves while you drove to New York? I'm like, yeah. She was like, well, that couldn't have been me. Mm-mm. We're going to have to sit down and talk about that. I'm like, what's there to talk about? She was like, you didn't even think about your wife and kids. You just left them. I'm like, I'm going to go buy some books, man. You know, I didn't have the money. I was broke in the sun bitch back then. I slept in the car for 5 days up in the Bronx and Brooklyn, you know, trying to find these books. I'm like, so you mean to tell me you wanted me to take my wife and kids up in New York and I didn't know shit about New York and have them sleep in the car with me? She's like, nah, you could have got a hotel. I'm like, bitch, I was broke. I didn't have no money. Shit, I had money to buy books. Shit, I had money, you know, so I'm already, the heat and the tempo of the conversation is already just getting ratcheted up, because she felt some type of way about me being a man and just telling my woman, stay home, watch the kids, you know, it's probably going to be about 5 days before I get back. She's like, how you going to just leave for 5 days? Ain't you got a job? I'm like, yeah, I had a job, but we had a 2 week hiatus, because I don't know if anybody remembers when General Motors was here, when General Motors was shut down, you know, they had like a, I don't know if it was a holiday thing or whatever, but once General Motors was shut down, all the other satellite plants that helped supply General Motors with parts were shut down as well. So I was on like a week shutdown notice because General Motors was shut down, even though I wasn't working for General Motors at the time. So I was going to use this time to go ahead, make that trip and buy these books. And so that's what I did. You know, so she was just like, oh, hell no. If you would have did that to me, I would have put all your shit on the porch and I would have changed the locks, nigga. I was like, oh. And I looked her dead in her face. I'm like, shit, if you would have did that, I would have kicked the door down. I would have whooped your ass. I'm like, shit. She's like, oh, really? You on that? You beat women? I'm like, shit, yes. I will whoop your ass if you got there trying to kick me out my shit. I'm not playing with you, man. What the fuck, man? And so it's getting heated. She was like, and you trying to tell me you left your wife for some books? What kind of shit is that? I would have rather you just tell me that you leaving me to go to New York to go fuck a bitch. Really? Some punk ass books? That ain't nothing for the family. I'm like, knowledge is for the family. She was like, not that kind of knowledge. You said some religious books. I'm like, look, all right, I can see where this is going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see, you know, she was just, bitch was scatterbrained. This bitch told me she would rather me go to New York and fuck a bitch than try and find a goddamn bookstore. She felt that it was more of an insult that I left the wife for 5 days to go on a hunt for knowledge. You know what I mean? She said that was more insulting than actually possibly going to New York to have a rendezvous with some slut. You know? I'm like, God damn, boy. I knew the black bitch fuckery was going to come out this bitch, man. I just knew it. I said it was only a matter of time. You know, she's just doubling down on the shit, man. She ain't making no fucking sense at all. I mean, I gave her all sorts of rational explanations about, you know, I can't bring my wife and kids up in the, sleeping on the street in the Bronx in my fucking Monte Carlo. Like, well, you should have waited and you should have got the money to go ahead and get a hotel. I'm like, oh. And I'm like, so you trying to tell me as a man working in a factory, you know, hot summer days, I don't have the right to go buy some punk ass books in another state? That you telling me? I'm just saying that's not for the family. I'm like, knowledge is for the family. The man disseminates knowledge. First he has to get the knowledge, and then he has to disseminate it to the family. You know what I mean? Well, I don't think those books count. I'm like, oh. So that didn't work out. Just, you know, I was just like, man. And, you know, people are kind of like saying, damn, man, would you actually whoop a bitch ass and lock you out your house? And have your, yes, man, if it comes to the point where, you know, bruh, let me put it to you this way. You talk to any of my babies, man, they know I'm not a violent cat. I've never put my hands on any of them through the 10 years. Me and the wifey, we was together. I probably smacked the shit out of her maybe 3 times, man. But that was because, you know, she was getting physical and she was getting dangerous. There was pots and pans and coffee mugs involved where she actually tried to, you know, do bodily harm to me. And I had the cooler jets. But every female I get with, man, I always tell them. I always tell them. Like, look, smacking the shit out of you is an option. It's never a situation where I say, there's never a reason to hit a female. You're not dealing with that type of nigga. If you overstep your bounds, bitch, yes, you could get smacked in the face. I'm not going to beat you down like a man, but somehow, some way, yes, I'm going, bitch, I'm going to cool your jets. That's right. Yeah, it might be true. I might end up going to jail for it, but you know, it is what it is. It is what the fuck it is. And thusly, this is one of the reasons why I don't really have a lot of problems out of my females physically. Because I'm not one of them simp-ass niggas that tell her, oh, there's no reason to ever hit a... Shit. You know the bitches I know? Nigga, you won't... You won't ever catch me telling that goddamn lie. I will smack the shit out your motherfucking ass, bitch, if you goddamn act a fool. Shit. Sit your ass down somewhere, man. And you can't say I'm a punk about it, nigga. Shit, I'm a Desert Storm veteran, worked in a prison, done all sorts of judo, jujitsu, tough man contests. I knuckle up with men all the time. Shit, you know what I mean? Fuck out of here, boy. I will smack the shit out of these ratchets, man. Shit. And also keep in mind, you talk to any of my babies, you know, when they had me heated, I had enough restraint to kick a hole in the wall or kick a door in or, you know, stuff like that. I never put my hands on them and shit. And it's only in extreme cases. Shit. But yeah, I mean, they mostly see me as a cream puff, as a softie. They don't really see me as a threatening figure for the most part. I mean, I have blown up to the point where they would run and they'd lock themselves in the room, you know, because it's rare that they see the Hulk. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm David Banner for the most part. But the Hulk do come out, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. So that's what's going on, man. That shit didn't work with me in the skillet. I knew it, man. I'm like, this is not going to work. And it's funny, right? Because all through the little date we had, my phone kept blowing up, man, with texts, man. It was like three of my babies hit me up. And then I was just like, all I can think of is like, boy, I'd much rather be at home with one of my babies getting it in right now. You know what I'm saying? So I just ignored the text. But at the end of the night, of course, I really regretted spending that $100 on that date because we went to the movies. Went to the movies. We seen Too Fast, Too Furious. The latest Fast Furious joint. Went out to eat, went to the park, and we played putt-putt, you know. And it was cool, man. And, you know, got fucked up at the end at her crib. I'm like, this bitch crazy, man. This bitch telling me she gonna lock me out my shit and put all my shit on the porch because I went on a trip to buy some books to New York? I'm like, really? I'm like, nah, She said, bitch, you got issues. And so there... Right when we was having conversations on the phone, like she kept saying, I don't know why I ain't got no man. I'm a good girl. I represent well. I ride for my man. And then also she was telling me shit like, I don't want no weak man. I don't want no man I can control. I don't want no man that do what I say. I don't want no man that's going, you know, that's going, he's soft and he's scared to confront me. And, you know, I was just like, okay, well. And then when I went ahead and hit it with that shit, when I told her, I'm like, look, I'm a man, I work, and there's some things that I want, and I'm going to go get it. And it don't matter what the fuck you say. I'm about to go buy that shit. I don't think so. We going to have to talk about that. There ain't nothing to talk about. Man, I wanted to choke that bitch. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. Just the neck rolling and the lip smacking, man, this bitch was... And she was just getting out of pocket for no goddamn reason, man. And I was like, well, now we see why you ain't got no man, bitch. That's what I'm saying to myself. I ain't said to her. Because there's a slight chance I might have to beat that whole ass, man. You know how these black bitches get, man. They think it's perfectly okay to put their hands on you, man. And then they be just in utter shock and dismay when you hit them with a right cross. It's like, Yeah, so once again, you know how I get down. I gets two fucks with anybody think. Yes, bitch, I will smack the shit out of you. I don't give a fuck. Don't keep your hands to yourself, bitch. Okay? And my babies know that. My babies know, like, hey, Mike is not the one to test. You know what I'm saying? I done seen this nigga blow the fuck up. But I ain't never put my hands on my babies, man. Nah, man. Shit. And, you know, and they've never put their hands on me either. So, shit. But that's because I gave them the warning. I read them the riot act. Okay, tread lightly, baby. Tread lightly. Okay. And once again, before we roll out, like I said, I'm just coming up in here, man. Giving y'all the business. What about the cheerings? What about the cheerings? Man, these motherfuckers kill me, man. Holding up them babies as a human shield. That's what it is. It's tantamount to Saddam Hussein, right? If he knows that there's a strategic target that needs to be hit by the United States, right? He would take babies, take children, and he would move them to that military target to discourage the United States from hitting them with missiles. And that's what this whole welfare Section 8 shit is with these black bitches, man. Shit, they are trying their best to discourage an all-out missile attack against strategic targets by using the cheerings. What about the cheerings? Look, my conscience is clear when we speak on this situation, man. I, as a man who has mentored, who has foster cared, who has adopted, and not just that, I have raised for a decade. I raised a whole neighborhood full of boys. You know what I'm saying? Not girls, boys. I didn't have no room for girls up in my shit. You know what I mean? Just for the simple fact that I lightweight had a boot camp at my house, and I didn't want a lot of hanky-panky going on in my spot. So I discouraged any females from coming over for the most part, unless they was like girlfriends of my boys or whatever. But for the most part, it was an all-male party. Right, so my conscience is clear when I say fuck you and that whole what about the cheerings shit. I've done my time, I put in my work, I've let the world know that shit. Once upon a time, I was all about the cheerings. Yes, I was all about the cheerings, man. I'm still all about the cheerings. But look, you're not going to hold me hostage with that bullshit ass liberal talking point about the children. Because once again, when I found out that I was having babies, I went to work. My babies didn't starve. I went to work. My wife went to work. So all this shit about what about the children? If the bitch that's having the kids love her babies, she's going to work. She won't have to have Section 8. She won't have to have welfare. She will get two jobs to feed them kids. And if she don't get two jobs, three jobs to feed them kids, then she don't love them kids. I love mines, nigga. Like I said, for shit, 4 or 5 years, I held two jobs, my nigga. Shit. The wife, she was getting her grind on. Damn, yeah. When I first got the military, we got WIC, and WIC ain't shit. That ain't money, nigga. That's like milk, eggs, and cheese, man. Shit. We didn't even need that shit. I don't even know why she filed for that bullshit. But I'm like, fuck it. Hey, every little bit helps, I guess. So she went and got that shit. And then pretty soon, after a year, we couldn't get the shit no more because, of course, we made too much money. Shit. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Motherfuck you. If you think I'm some sort of a bad guy. Because I know for a fact that if you really love your children, they're not going to starve. You're going to do what the fuck you got to do to make it happen, to make it shake. Know how I know? Because I did it. And not only did I do it, but the people that I fuck with, that I rotate around, like good, hardworking, non-lazy people, they didn't need all that Section 8 welfare shit. They went to work and fed they fucking kids, man. Fuck out of my face. Man, this lowest common denominator victim ass, woe is me, I can't make it. I'm just a, man, fuck that, man. Iron Body Ninja style over here, man. For real. For the longest, man, I have been, I mean, just the professions I've been in my life, man, it doesn't, how can I put this? I have not been allowed the luxury of lying to myself. You know what I mean? I haven't been allowed that luxury, man. You know what I mean? When you are in, like, paramilitary operations and especially being out here in the streets. And that's another thing, man. It's like me being out here in the streets, you know, fucking around with all the women that I fucked around with, man. I just seen so much reckless abuse of the system, man. You know what I mean? It's like most of these broads, man, when they get that money, they ain't feeding their kids anyway, man. Like I said, they getting their hair done and nails done, and they giving it to some nigga to flip. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I seen a whole bunch of kids that was totally fucking neglected, man. Irregardless if they was on food stamps and welfare and Section 8. Bruh. It don't fucking matter, man, how much money you give these bitches, man. If they ratchet, you know what I mean? Kids still gonna get neglected. Kids still gonna get abused. You know what I mean? The best thing for these children, man, would be for the state to take them. Shit. I'm not even lying, man. I mean, there was so many females that got their children took and they ended up in my house. Man. I mean, and I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, here this bitch is. She got all this money coming in. And, you know, and the children would come to my house, man. You would have to de-louse them and, you know, they'd be have bed. But I'm like, man, hell no. We can't bring no child in here like this. You gotta spray them off in the driveway or something. What the fuck, man? Like, what's going on in that house with these ratchet ass bitches getting all this goddamn welfare, man? And children coming to my house looking like this when they would choose my house for a foster home. Like, god damn. So, man, y'all niggas can't tell me about the children, nigga. I know all about the children. I know all about the bitches that raise these children. You feel me? Shit. Ain't gonna get me to shed a motherfucking tear. Once again, you don't want your babies to starve. Get your ass up and get a fucking job. Well, I ain't got no babysitter. Well, you know what? I don't know what to tell you, bitch. Because you know what? We didn't have a babysitter either. Shit. But you know what? We did get a babysitter once we got an extra job. Shit. I had to get an extra job to make enough money so we could get some daycare. Because we didn't qualify for any other fucking government daycare shit. So motherfuck you and your feelings. I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. What about the children? Hey, come hell or high water, the missiles will be launched, bitch, and we hitting the target. You know, you feel me? And this is no shade on some of my babies that still may be on assistance. Daddy still love you? Yes, it do. Daddy still love you. You know how we do. You know, I'm always going to be on your team, baby. Always got your back. But, you know, some of y'all need a little bit of motivation. And for some who I have not motivated enough to get off assistance, because there have been some where, you know, I've fronted the money for them to get certain jobs and to get certain educations and stuff. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm relishing and rejoicing in the fact that in my baby's crashing and burning. That's not even the case because, like I said, I put in a lot of money and helping my babies, man, helping them get their driver's license, helping them get certain certificates so they can do certain jobs, helping them, you know, buy books so they can go to school, you know. Even though they do have assistance every now and then, they do need assistance. And if I was a grimy-ass nigga, of course I would not be assisting them because I would want them to stay in a state of poverty so that I could maintain control over them, which is not the case. I want my babies to prosper. Shit. And they have. Most of them have. Most of them don't even have to fuck with me on that level no more. Shit. Even though sometimes they do. Shit. But for the most part, they don't have to do it out of necessity. Do it out of necessity. Out of necessity.
promises, one of the things that never change. You gotta keep pushing on, the sun don't rain all the time. There's gonna be some heartache and pain. Woke up Sunday morning, got a little bad news today. They say my life ran out of living, and time is slowly ticking away. Don't think that I'm going crazy, 'cause thoughts keep running through my head. I know I gotta be strong, gotta hold on. Sometimes I'd rather give up instead. Don't